The Lord be with you. What is it? What is it that makes us forget God's faithfulness? In today's reading from Exodus 16, we hear the Israelites say they would rather be slaves again than out in the wilderness because they are afraid that God has forgotten about them and that they are going to die of hunger. Now, if I were in the middle of the wilderness with no food, would I complain? Yes, definitely. Would I grumble against God and wonder if God had forsaken me? Yes, that's also definitely what I would do. But would I do that if days earlier I had seen God transform salt water into fresh water for me to drink? Would I complain against God if earlier that month I had seen God literally part the waters of a sea for me to walk across into freedom? Would I think God had abandoned me if that same year I had seen God turn the sky to darkness, had caused a river to turn to blood, had sent a pestilence on the land and seven other plagues to show Pharaoh's sin and set me free? Would I still doubt God had I seen all that? Yes, I definitely would. And the reason I know is because week after week, I have days in which I think, God, there's no way I'm going to get through this day. And you know what? God gets me through the day. But the next day, I say to myself, well, that was yesterday. This day is totally different. No way I'm getting through. So what is it? What is it that makes us forget God's faithfulness? Maybe it's because in every other part of life, we are told that we have to give people a reason to care about us. That we have to earn whatever we're worth. And that's what Jesus talks about in the gospel lesson today. You see, Jesus says that the kingdom of heaven is like the owner of a vineyard who goes out early in the morning to hire laborers. And as he hires each one, he agrees with them that they'll receive the standard day's wages. But as the day goes on, he sees that there are more people who haven't been hired. And so he gives them work also in his vineyard. He keeps doing this until the very end of the day, until the last hour, still he hires people to come and work in his vineyard. And at the end of the day, he pays his workers. And he starts with those who showed up last, and he pays those folks who only worked for the last hour of the day a full day's wages. And then he pays the people who showed up first. And he also pays them a full day's wages, just as he said he would. And the people who showed up first are upset about this. They're upset because they say, you are making those people who worked just 1 hour equal to us, who bore the burden of the day. And they shouldn't be equal to us because we worked more. This isn't how the world works. And I think part of us believes those workers. Part of us believes that it is indeed true that we are worth what we work, that we have to earn our value to our neighbors, but also to God, that God sees us as worth what we accomplish. And on the days in which we have had a full day's work, serving in God's vineyard, making the world a better place, that seems fair and just, but I'll be honest, there are some days, particularly these days, where it feels like all I can do is try to get through the day for myself. And there are some days where I feel like, yes, God, I've put in a full day's work, and I look around and it looks like I've accomplished nothing. That everything I did was a waste. And on those days, I wonder if I can't earn my keep, why should God keep faithful to me? But Jesus tells us that's not how God works. Jesus tells us that God isn't interested in a relationship with us where God is trying to get the most worth out of each worker. God is trying to show each worker how much they are worth. God gives us work in the vineyard so that we might receive our daily bread, See, the landowner keeps hiring until the last hour of the day when he knows perfectly well those people he's hired, aren't going to contribute meaningfully to the project, at least not numerically. He also hires people who are still there unhired at the end of the day because every other employer has walked past them and said, no, they don't have anything to offer. But the vineyard owner says, they still have something to contribute. And so he hires them. And then he pays them first. Pays them the full day's wages in front of all the others' workers. And the workers who show up first, they take it as an insult. But it's meant as a promise. It's meant as a promise that for those workers who showed up first today, when the day comes and they are hired last, maybe because they're sick or because they're tired or they've grown old, on that day, God will still value what they have to offer. God will make full use of it, and God will make sure they have what they need to feed their family daily bread. This is the promise that God gives to us and that God gives to the Israelites in the wilderness. But like the Israelites in the wilderness, we forget God's faithfulness. So what is it? What is it that helps us remember God's faithfulness? Well, for the Israelites in the wilderness, it is bread. But it's not just eating the bread that helps them remember God's faithfulness. It's the way that God gives them the bread. You see, God says, I'm going to give them bread in such a way where I want to make sure they learn to trust and obey me. God says, I'm going to give them bread each and every day, but they're only to collect bread for that day. They're not to collect bread for the next day. And in fact, we see later in Scripture, if people try to hoard bread that they collect one day and keep it to the next, it goes rancid and becomes full of maggots and becomes worthless. No, God is telling them, it doesn't matter how much you gather each day, it doesn't matter how hard you work, I'm going to give you what you need for today, and tomorrow, I'll give you what you need for tomorrow. So trust that I'll be here each and every day. Now, I want to be clear, this is not meant as a forever principle. There are many parts in the Bible where God encourages us to plan ahead and to save. Right? We saw just a few chapters ago in Genesis, God telling Joseph, there's a famine coming, so you better gather as much food as you can now and put it away in granaries so you can feed people during a time of famine. And Jesus will tell us that we are to consider our resources when we plan for projects, like a king preparing to go to war or to build a tower, making sure that king has enough resources to finish the task. But in the same way that we might take on a spiritual discipline for the 40 days of Lent, God gives this spiritual discipline to the Israelites for the 40 years in the wilderness, that each day they will have enough for that day. And the next day they trust that God will show up for them again, will continue to be faithful, and give them what they need for that day. But there is a practice in this that continues even after the Israelites make it to the Promised Land, a practice, a spiritual discipline that God gives to us in our modern day as well. It is the spiritual discipline of a Sabbath. Because if you listened closely in our Exodus reading, God says to the Israelites, on the sixth day, do gather twice as much bread. Because on the seventh day, they're not to gather any. This radically goes against everything that we are taught in modern economics. You see, the world wants to tell us we are worth what we earn each day, but God says, no, you are worth your rest. God says, take one day where you don't worry about if you get what you need, about making sure you earn your daily bread. Take one day and let me just give it to you as a gift. Because you see, God knows the Israelites have 40 years journeying ahead of them. And if they think each day depends on them desperately scrambling to survive, they're not going to have the stamina to make it 40 years. But if they learn to trust each day that God gives them what they need, well, then they will operate from a place of gratitude. And gratitude will give them the strength they need to carry on for 40 days. Now, I want to be clear. When God provides for the Israelites what they need, it's not what they expect, and it's not what they want. Right? When God provides for them bread in the wilderness, it's not getting a fresh baked loaf of fluffy bread from Tin Roof Bakery. What God gives them is this flaky substance that appears like dew on the ground. And when the Israelites see it, they don't rejoice that at last God has saved them from their starvation in the wilderness. No, when the Israelites see this, they literally say, "What is it?" And now I'm going to teach you some Hebrew. The way you say, "What is it?" in Hebrew is manna. That's what manna means. It means, "What is it?" And it's a reminder that sometimes the gifts of grace that God gives us to sustain us in our journey, they're not what we expect and they're not what we want, but they're what we need. Sometimes manna takes the form of an unexpected act of kindness from a stranger, or a literal breath of fresh air after weeks of smoke. And sometimes manna can even take the form of an ending, maybe an institution closing when its work is finished, maybe even the death of someone we respect, a faithful worker in God's vineyard who now gets to rest and whose death reminds us of the preciousness of life. Because you see, that's manna's purpose. It's not just to sustain our bodies, it's to sustain our souls. It's to remind us that we don't have to scramble each and every day to survive, but that God provides the beauty and the sustenance we need, so that when we return to our work, we do so not out of desperation, but out of gratitude and out of love. Looking around at all the unexpected things that God brings into our lives and saying, "What is it?" And remembering it is what reminds us of God's faithfulness. It is manna. It is the bread that the Lord has given us to eat. 2020 has been a year of one disaster after another. And there is so much work that is needed to be done in God's vineyard. We have neighbors to care for. We have justice to strive for. And some days it feels like we are straining to keep our civilization intact. But some days it also feels like we can barely take care of ourselves, especially when we are also trying to get through a pandemic and fires and figure out how to have our kids do school online. On those days, it can feel like we're just going to burn out. And so hear this good news. Whatever you have to offer in the Lord's vineyard today, God will make full use of it. And if today you say, "God, I'm empty. I have nothing to offer," then know this. You are worth your rest. And even if you say, "I've got energy in me. I can keep fighting for weeks and months." Good. But take a Sabbath anyway. Take a day to let God say, "I will provide. I will nourish you. You don't have to do this alone." Let God show you that God is with you in unexpected ways so that when you say, "What is it?" you will remember it is manna. It is the bread that the Lord has provided for you to eat so that you have strength for the journey ahead. Amen.